Hey, hey. Well, I think it was a better episode. Certainly, well, anything was better than last week.
No.
The bar was very... You didn't like it?
I see it now, Craig. I see what you see. Worst season.
Whoa.
Maybe ever. Maybe.
I thought this one was worse than last week. So,
yeah.
Whoa.
And it's
really?
Not Matt James's fault. It's just...
It's all the producers.
Yeah, we did... We need... What happened to the group date? They're just at a cocktail. What did they do? Yeah.
I think it's because they started it last week and we all just forgot.
Yeah, well, we need a recap then. We're not binge watching it. You know, it's all of a sudden.
No,
like,
they didn't start it last week. There literally was just no daytime portion, or if there was, they didn't show it. Because, yeah, when it cut off last week, they hadn't started that group date yet. So that was weird. But yeah, the whole thing weird. Just, every time something happened, I would be like, why are the producers doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so let's just state the obvious. Victoria is not there because of Matt. We all know that. And it's just
but more
weird that she's still around.
Matt's keeping her around at the behest, you know, of someone else. So that's not
that's
fair to him. But
exactly.
But even more, you know, more so than Victoria not being there for him, which is disingenuous on her part. But Matt keeping her around is not his decision, which is horrible. Like, that's not the show you want to watch. And I get what you're saying now. You know, if she doesn't have a chance, it's not as fun.
Yeah,
like the
it's
way
not,
Luke
it's
and
not
Hannah.
Fun to have a villain. Yeah, that doesn't have a chance. I mean, even Chad Johnson had a little bit of a chance until he got cut. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm laughing because
she
was
totally JoJo's type too, except all the big anger issues.
the type of big anger issues.
Yeah,
except for the possible murder-suicide about to happen. it does feel like the cheaters thing again. I know we talked about the show Cheaters, but how it's so planned and it's uncomfortable. And bringing in the new women is just not a good move. And that's was the to me, that was the downfall of Cheaters, not the stale formula. It was a lack of people wanting to participate, or I don't know what I mean. In the case of Cheaters, you know, they only have a small pool to pull from Dallas, Texas. So why are they doing that? Stop doing this. Bachelor producers, stop doing this.
Yeah. Somebody had the idea to bring in more women, a new show gimmick. I wonder who that person is. I wonder if it's Mike Fleiss himself.
Yeah, you can't say no
See,
to that guy.
I hate this because when they did it for Tayshia, at least it made a certain amount of sense, right? Because she had just come in and she had this smaller group of men than you would normally have on your first round as the lead, right? So while it was still kind of weird and it was fine, you know, she was also new, so it made more sense. Now, with doing it with Matt, like, there's literally no reason to do this other than to cause like the other women to just freak out. There's no added advantage. So it just really annoyed me watching it. Right. Well, and I even liked at least one of those women, but it just seemed very odd that they're like hiding them for an additional few weeks and then bringing them in just to be like, now all of these girls are going to gang up on the other women.
You can give them the benefit of the doubt and say, like, maybe they tested false positive for COVID. Maybe they weren't ready to go, like, they hadn't quarantined ahead of time. Maybe Matt wasn't super into his options. And so he's like, I don't think I see, you know, anyone I really like in this first batch. He seems like he did not like going along with any of what Chris Harrison said. He seemed super cordial about it, the way you would be if someone sprung something like that on you, but he was not, he didn't seem happy about it at all either.
Right.
Which is kind of really hard to watch because you're watching someone just, you know, you're actually, normally we're watching someone being used and you're kind of like, well, you know, we're watching the best moments of that. This time we were watching kind of him be upset behind his smiling face. And so it was hard to watch. I think it's more obvious this time around.
Yeah, I did laugh when Ben Higgins came in for that weird conversation and Matt said something like, you know, has ever happened to you when you start a rose ceremony and you have more women at the end than at the beginning? And I was like, no, it never happened to Ben Higgins, though.
The biggest
little... Ben Higgins, who failed in love.
Well, right. He's their little lapdog. He'll do anything they want. He is... Like, oh yeah, was he 20 or was he 40? Like, I had a really hard time looking at him. I'm like, is this, he looks exactly the same, except he kind of doesn't. Like, he looked a little much older or much younger. I couldn't tell. But do you guys remember that Bachelor Live show they were trying to do that looked horrendous? It was like Broadway, but.
They were in the hot tub or something.
Oh, it looked like just a disaster. It was hosted by Ben and Becca, and I don't know if they were showing clips or they had like live actors play out some of the, I don't even know. Do you guys remember what it was exactly?
Like, where never heard of this.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when they had like a live hour before the after the final rose, and there was a hot tub. You're talking about the stage show.
Yes.
No, yeesh. I don't know anything about that.
Well, you're right. It looked like a train wreck. And Ben, of course, like happily walked into it. And he just will do anything for them. You know, he's got it, you know, he's got it made. It's not like it's a bad thing to do, you know, well, whenever they call me, I'm there. And I get, I don't know what, I mean, the thing we keep talking about with reality show unions is that they're there for hours on end. There's no end game. Like, there's no, and you don't get paid. You go on with, unless you are the lead, then you get paid. And so I don't know what kind of compensation Ben gets, but it must be enough to sustain him because he will do anything for them. It's remember Ben's season, Craig?
Yeah.
It was bad. It was boring. It was as boring as this.
Well, he told two people he loved them, JoJo and Lauren, at a time when you didn't say that. So it was all scandalous. Now the lead says, I love you to everyone. Back then, what?
I don't know how like different that was than anything else.
Well,
I
mean, normally flipped out.
The lead, yeah. Well, normally the lead doesn't say it at all to anyone
until the last few seasons. And now they say, oh, well, I'm falling in love with you. Or
I feel like I've heard that though before. I just think they made a big deal out of it, so it sticks in our mind as what we remember happening. But I do think I've heard them say I love you multiple times. He just had a freak out over it because that's the only way he could have had drama. I guess we could look back, but that's how I remember things. Like people have said,
enough Ben Higgins.
It. Fine.
No more Ben Higgins. I tune that whole part out. So he goes in there and he says blah blah. Matt says blah blah, and then he goes on his one-on-one date with
I was waiting to see if you would be able to remember her name, Craig.
they did it only to use Craig.
No, I know there's Michelle.
Yeah, it's Michelle.
And then there's Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Miss Puerto Rico Universe. So can we talk a little bit about makeup? There's so many women who look better without their makeup on. Miss Puerto Rico Universe, she looks great. She has a real natural beauty without her makeup on. But with her makeup on, she looks like all fake and gross.
Wait a
and
minute,
I could
Craig,
run that down for a few people.
I know what you're referring to. During the rose ceremony, her lipstick like wore off near her mouth, so it looked really, really dated. Like it looked like she had lip liner, and then the gloss, but I can't. I mean, no one, someone should tell her, go redo your lipstick. There's rose ceremony. They'll be on your face.
Or how about
probably four in the morning?
Generally.
Well, it's probably four in the morning. And she's like, what? You know, I felt so bad for her when I saw that she had her all her makeup had kind of slowly fallen off. And she's a, you know, she's a beauty queen. She should be aware or just more conscious, but I don't know.
Yeah, sad. You'd think that she would have access to the long lasting makeup products as a beauty queen, right?
Because you'd think.
They're definitely wearing that all day, every day if they're at the pageant. So, it is kind of surprising that her makeup was wearing off. You'd think she'd have the tricks for that.
You would think. Okay, where do we start?
Okay, well, you mean end.
Wait, what? The podcast is over?
I mean, I have your guys' two clips. Because
did you find the kit clip?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Play that one.
Okay. You go ahead and comment. Do I have no idea what part you wanted, but go ahead and comment as it goes because I have I didn't know when to cut it off.
Okay.
I feel the chemistry is there for sure. And I think me it's the
So this is Kit, who has no chance, is 21 years old, is 2 feet shorter than Matt.
Right.
And hasn't said a word.
Is there saying, because of her mom.
Is saying, I feel the chemistry is there. Here, play it again.
Okay.
I feel the chemistry is there for sure. Yeah. And I think it's the harder part is going deeper.
I'm here and I'm ready and I'm going to be patient with you.
See? Bored. Like, I don't know
if it's evident or not.
But well, that's what you say to
him. And I want you to think about what we would look like what, a relationship.
Look at.
I like being around Kit so much.
This is the best part.
She is continuing to impress me, and it's exciting to be around such a smart, beautiful group of women.
Group of women.
Group of women.
Because you couldn't even be she's smart and be, everybody's great.
He's like, I just love, he's like, hey, I'll be patient with you. That's what you tell your kid when they've been acting up. I'm going to be patient with you.
That's what you tell a producer plant when you don't really care whether they're there or not. And you're just kind of this is, you're here and we have to give you screen time. So go at, it's basically saying, did they kiss?
No.
Did they? Hang on, I'm looking at my notes. I feel like they might have, but I'm not positive.
I feel like they might have, but even if it might have just done it for the camera because it was so not there. And this woman is untouchable. Isn't that amazing? She can't, no one can say anything bad about her. They can't give her a bad edit. That's the problem with having someone socialite, the daughter of someone famous. Like you said last week, Caitlin, the reason no Bachelor podcast can speak ill of her is because they're all friends with the mom. Or I don't want to say that that's even a real friendship. It's just because they can't make her look bad.
Yep.
Yeesh. I don't know. I guess I could just play the next clip. I like Katie. I still her.
Just so we can put some space between the two clips. Let's talk about Anna's teeth.
Okay. So Anna,
listen, if we're going to talk about Brittany. Anna, we have so many things besides just her teeth.
Okay, let's talk about Anna, and then we'll go back to whatever clip you got. Okay, Jer?
Okay, tell us about the Anna and Brittany thing so that it's clear because it was so not interesting. Go ahead.
Oh, I can do it if unless Craig feels like he has a handle on this situation.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I also did a little bit of reading on this because I was very curious. But Anna,
deep bachelor master's research you did.
Good, good.
Not super deep, but so as you might recall, Anna lives in Chicago, where she is a copywriter, but she is also a bottle service girl at like high end clubs.
So they both are. They both are bottle service girls.
I mean, this is basically what's going to be my point, is that there's different levels of escort now because, you know, social media. Go ahead.
Right. Okay.
So this is like she has one job and the bottle service girl is sort of her side hustle, it seems like, to make extra money. Also, apparently, Kaylee, who went home at the rose ceremony towards the beginning, you know, the girl who came out in the lingerie. Yes.
Well, she's the one Kaylee, who came out in the truck.
One truck. Kayla was lingerie. The truck. Yeah.
Kaylee is the what lingerie.
Oh my god.
Lingerie in the trench coat one.
Oh, she went home. She didn't make a blip on my radar until she went home.
She was wearing the white like eggshell dress at the end.
Yes. Well, so she went home.
I know her
she
from night one.
She also is from Chicago, and she also works in the nightlife space. Oh. So, totally unclear what role this plays into it, but some people online are theorizing that she might have had more gossip on Brittany that she shared with Anna that just wasn't on camera. But anyway, there were at least three Chicago people on this. So, Brittany comes in. She is a model in Chicago, and Anna alleges that she might be an escort. And her evidence for this is that people have warned her about her, that Brittany hangs out with a lot of very wealthy men, I guess at the clubs that Anna is working at as a bottle service girl is where she would have know this from.
Oh my gosh.
And she says that Brittany isn't a bottle service girl. So she has no good reason to be hanging out with these high rollers unless I guess she's having sex with them for money is what she's implying, which is sort of a very weird immediate assumption to come to, right? That Anna works in a job where she is a pretty girl who gets paid for looking good. That's literally what bottle service girls do, right?
Yeah.
And she assumes that because Brittany isn't working as a bottle service girl, that means she must be an escort instead. Instead of like, maybe she's dating a rich man and it's not an escort situation. It seemed very weird that was her first assumption, was like, no good reason for a young, beautiful woman to be hanging around rich people unless she's a bottle service girl or an escort. Right.
Well, you know, like I said, the definitions have changed. So if you're a woman and rich older men pay you to fly on their private jet to their yacht, hang out on their yacht for a couple of days and take Instagram photos and do a bunch of cocaine and drink champagne, is that an escort?
Yeah, that's what they were saying on the show, right? They said, that doesn't mean they have sex with her. That means they just pay you to hang out.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and somebody did that's bring always that been, up.
That's always been true, though. That's always been a like a caveat of escorting.
What, is that you don't necessarily have sex?
Yeah, they pay you for their that's what escort, like, you know, if you went to a company that does that, that's what they'd say that you did, right? Is that, they pay you for their company have you on their arm for whatever, an event.
Yeah. For like appearance purposes, for looking like they could date a young, hot person, all of those kinds of things. Yeah. The whole situation was very, I think what bothered me the most about Anna is that she seemed like she was getting real joy out of like the looks on her face, right? When she was like, she has sex for money, was like, was like she had won the lottery or something. Like, she looked like she was like really savoring being able to do this gossip, right?
That is totally her face, by the way.
Yeah. She cannot look surprised and excited.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she looks like she, I don't know, lots of things, but she's always crafting or she's thinking about something. So, you know, they even tell her something and she's like,
Yes.
So excited.
And it just like, it made me dislike her so much more because it wasn't even from, well, I mean, none of this is obviously from a place of being like, well, I care about Matt and maybe he should know, you know, it was like, that had nothing to do with it ever. But just the fact that she was like, so joyous about being like, huh, I know dirt on this person and I can't wait to take them down with it.
Well, I think Victoria is, I mean, if we're going to look at it as what they're presenting us, then let's just take that all the way. Victoria is the cancer here. When you create an atmosphere or like a house culture of whoever can be mean and spiteful is the person who we should gather around, then that's kind of what happens. If we are to take this season at face value, which I don't think we should, but if we are to, when you create a culture where everyone kind of acts on their own worst interests, then you are going to make this, you know, any salacious thing, you're going to have the power there. So I think that's what she's doing. And I think that's what Katie doesn't like. And that's why at the end, she's went up to Matt and said, you know, you could ruin this girl's life. And that's totally true. Saying that on TV is really harmful to anybody.
Yeah.
And I, despite the sex positive culture we have now, or like sex worker positive culture, I don't think it's a good thing for anyone to say on TV. Whether even if it's true or not, who cares?
Hey, I talked about my sex work on the podcast.
That's not, you specifically said it wasn't sex work.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Yeah. I think like what Katie was saying and what I agree with EZR is that whether or not Brittany worked as an escort, the rumor of it or the fact of it is something that could like impact her getting jobs in the future. Like she could get harassed by people online by this now because it's being said on TV, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
To be fair, Brittany never really denied it. And here's the thing. It's like,
is that
Craig? She did deny it. She literally said, I don't work as an escort.
But she said it very slowly and like not very believably. I think she flies around on private jets and goes to bars with rich men who pay her to go. But I also don't think there's anything wrong with that. If I could do that,
I think it's totally possible either way. And I also don't think there's anything wrong with it. But to be fair, she did when Anna sort of asked her about it, which was at the end of the group date after Matt had left, but all the other women were still there, which you know she did on purpose, that Brittany basically said she was shocked, she's not an escort, and that she's been in a relationship for a long time, which was kind of a weird denial, honestly.
Right, she said, I've never had boyfriends.
Which is like sort of a weird way of...
16.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's not really relevant to what's going on here, but sure, I guess.
Right.
That was my thought was
your boyfriend could totally let you do this for money. That's, I mean.
Right. See, it wasn't really a denial.
It was kind of like dancing around it. Right. There should have been a follow-up, but from Anna. Like, wait a minute. That's not you saying you don't do it. I mean, if that's what they really want to know. But what's the big deal? I feel like they all do this.
They all do this to some degree.
Right. Yeah.
That's what bothered me so much about her to say it like that. Yeah, was that like Anna's a bottle service girl? That's literally like she would be an escort if she wanted to, right? Like,
yeah, or a notch down. That's just someone asking you something the right way on the right night. Like, what's the difference?
Yeah, yes. Like, hey, what time are you off? We're jetting to Antigua tonight. Yeah.
And you know she would say yes to that and then be like, no, I'm definitely not an escort. And it's like, you are in a similar line of work, if not the exact same line of work.
Right. So it's either jealousy or it comes from a place of like trying to, you know, fit in with the house culture. the house atmosphere of trying to take everyone else down. And I don't know. I saw some weird comments about how Katie's trying to position herself as the ultimate right. And I feel like this, she would do this no matter who it was.
Right.
Katie is just like that. She doesn't like the atmosphere. So she's trying to like nip it in the bud and it happens to get her screen time.
Right.
I don't think that's wrong. So here's Katie and Victoria having a fight that is funny because just, Victoria just isn't smart enough to turn things the right way. And Katie is smarter than her. So I guess that's the like inherent value in this clip. I don't know. Let's see.
So I just really didn't like when you shut me down during group conversation. And I feel like you've done that on multiple occasions. Are you talking about today when you were calling Sarah names? When I said the trash took itself out? I just would love an apology because you're not going to get an apology. You told me to stop when I wasn't done expressing myself.
Expressing yourself and name calling are two different things.
Well, I can do whatever I want. Yeah. And I can express myself with name calling when I choose to.
If that's how you want to express yourself and you want to be toxic and rude, go for it.
And if you want to express yourself with your dildo and think you're ready for an engagement, you can do that.
I love my vibrator. So I don't know what you're trying to do, like coming at me about like your vibrator. Like I'm very confident in what I want to do with my life. And it's showing how insecure you are.
I'm not insecure nor attacking you.
So what are you trying to accomplish with this conversation? Like, what's the point?
I mean, I think it's rude the way you speak to me.
I love that it gets boiled down and Victoria's like, well, it really sounded like a teacher talking to a middle schooler. Yeah. Like Katie is like, you are 100% wrong. You can't spin this on me. Why are you even trying to? And Victoria's like, oh, yes, I can. I know terms. And then she's like, well, never mind, but stop being mean. You know, like it's so... So, like, yeah, like, Katie is at, 100% brain capacity, and Victoria is just learning little things here. They're like, oh, I know how I'm going to get her expressing myself. That's something no one should deny anyone else. Like, it's such, like, a stupid, like, argument on Victoria's part.
Mm-hmm.
I love this argument because it was just so, like... Like, you could see Victoria being like, this is not going the way I thought it would go. You know?
Yeah, especially in a trapper.
Yes, like, I think she thought that it would be easy to kind of, like, bend Katie to apologize to her and sort of, you know, join her circle of minions or whatever she's trying to do there. Because all of the people who she'd done this to before were very, like, you know, she did it to Marilyn. Marilyn was so quiet and passive that Marilyn was like, I'll apologize, even though I don't know if I did anything wrong, you know? And I think she was hoping for a similar kind of thing, right? That if you just say, like, you owe me an apology, I didn't like what you did, that somebody will just be like, well, I guess I should apologize because they were upset. Whereas Katie is like, I'm not going to apologize because, like, I didn't do anything wrong, so...
Yeah, it's like too much. There's just, it's all out, you know, there's no real fun. Like, you know, I'm on Craig's side with this. This is not enjoyable season. Everything is sad or bad or boring. And I'm not sure who Matt really likes. I think he really likes a few, like a handful, right? I guess is the point of the show. I think he really likes Michelle. I think he really likes Rachel, the one we talked about. I think he really likes, like, who else? He liked Sarah. I can't tell if he really likes Chelsea.
Maybe Bree? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he might like Bree. Yeah. Yes,
exactly. But I'm forgetting the women's names that he's interested in because it's all the Victoria show and now this. And it's so forced. I don't know. There's just nothing. There's not much there. You know, I'm just like, I don't see the point of this. Like, are they going to keep doing this? Are they going to keep this up? You know?
Yeah. They rubbed it in this time too because Victoria got a rose mid rose ceremony. They didn't even wait till the end when the producer plant is usually given the rose. It was just like, okay, Victoria, you get a rose. It's like, right. God, this is so bad. And I mean, so let's go back to my theory from a few years ago, which is the producers are always right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the reasoning behind that is that this is like the highest rated show, you know, on ABC. They know what they're doing. Every decision they make is good because we all keep watching. Now, the ratings are down this season. There's a number of reasons for that that could be out of ABC's control, like a Black Bachelor alienating racists. But if we just assume that the ratings are even, like, just for the sake of argument, what they're doing is right, so we have to go, like, we have to take it on those terms, right?
I was following you up until that part. What?
If we assume that the producers are always right, then they're doing something right. We just have to figure out what it is.
Well, that's your theory. You can't back it up with circular logic.
Yeah. It doesn't, the theory doesn't fly, Craig, because I feel like the producers are the biggest problem with this. Like, there's stuff where, you know, obviously the pandemic is on, so they're constrained in terms of the activities they can do and stuff like that. That makes sense to me. Although, even given those constraints, the date ideas that they are coming up with are so bad that, like, you know, it's bad that when the women get the group date cards and they hear, you know, the weird, vague prompt that's like, let's have an adventure together or whatever. They're like, oh, God, what is it going to be this time? Like, what humiliation and terrible thing are we going to be forced to do together is literally how they act. So, you know, it's bad because they hate it.
Right.
And, you know, I was starting to think, like, what aren't they doing that they normally do that that COVID is restricting them? And it's only air, like, you know, traveling. Which they're already somewhere else. So why don't you just go around Pennsylvania or go to Indiana where everything's open or like Tennessee or something, you know? Go crazy. Go COVID, everybody. Go crazy.
Have you been to Indiana?
I've been following Kat Von D's travels to Indiana. I'm like, fuck her. Like, I'm so pissed at her.
Kat Von D? Like,
Kat Von D. She's a tattoo artist from like, famous on TV like 20 years ago from like a reality TV show.
Following her around Indiana?
No, she was moving to Indiana because of her stupid like thoughts that are California's tyrannical government. Like that's literally her quote. California's tyrannical government. Okay. So if I can tell you how much I know about Indiana recently because of this.
Okay.
No, but my point is that there are places that are open. Chris Harrison obviously doesn't care. What's missing? Travel and like live concerts. A lot of the time, live performance. I'm talking about The Bachelor, specifically The Bachelor. A lot of time, the live performances are one-on-one anyways. You know, it's the singer-songwriter, you know, third tier Michael Bublé type. And then they're dancing. That's normal. That's most of the time. That's what's on The Bachelor. Sometimes there's a big audience, like with Victoria and Pilot Pete, but that's rare. That
where Victoria had dated the singer.
Yeah, but that was just for that to make him look more important than he was, and to make Victoria much more like she can't whisper in his ear. She has to be like, "Yes, I know the song. I had sex with him." Like she couldn't. There was like an audience, so there was a weird way to pull everyone in. And
I love when that happens on a date, when you have to whisper in somebody's ear, "Yes, I do know this song because I had sex with him."
Yeah, I know. But she was acting like it was so much more than it was. And that might not be all on her, but it probably was all on her. But I'm saying that there isn't much difference. They don't have to, they have bad ideas because they have bad ideas. It's not, they can't blame a pandemic on everything wrong that they're doing. And so I disagree with your circular logic of the producers are always right.
So they're wrong.
What are you trying to say?
The
producers are always right because they're always right?
Like, I'm saying that this the addition of adding women mid-season the keeping the blatantly keeping the villain around, even though the lead doesn't have any interest in them. These are things that they decided to add in the production room, and we're stuck with it, and it's going to work. The ratings are going to be higher than ever next season. You know,
they're not
going to lose any viewers. They're going to gain viewers because they always gain viewers. That's the logic.
The logic is that, right, is that things are going to be fine. We're going to forget about this, which is, I agree with that part. We always forget about the bad that they do. Not the three of us, but we Bachelor Nation. Yeah. And because I just,
like, we never forget.
I don't forget anything. And I have always had a problem with that quote that they said on the show. Cause I always remember what people say.
Do you always keep all of your clips? Do you have like a big archive on your computer of all the clips from all the seasons, all the episodes?
Yeah, I have a folder. If it's an old season, I put it in like a dead folder.
Go into the dead folder right now and just play a random clip of someone saying something.
Okay.
This is proof that we never forget.
Okay.
Last winter was so bad in the Midwest.
Are you kind of over it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I was born and raised in Iowa, so.
So you've never left?
No.
Okay.
I know exactly what that was. They're standing around a fountain or something in Nashville or something, right? And that was the Iowa girl who I was totally into.
It was the champagne game.
Yeah, girl. She was the one who tried to drink the champagne out of the bottle and it went all over her face.
Yes, hey, that was fun. Hannah Ann stole her champagne setup, etc.
Yeah, well,
we
should
make a whole episode where we go back and listen to old clips.
I'm done. There's nothing else to talk about on this episode. Nothing. Like, is there something? Is there anything?
I mean, I have clothes and fashion notes. And I guess I'd like to just bring up the 1,000-pound pumpkin thing.
What?
Because...
Huh?
Did you forget about this?
They all had to like row across the lake in pumpkins.
Oh,
yeah. That was that group date.
Even that was fake. She did not put her oars all the way in the water, and they just wanted clips of her turning, like sadly, like, you know, like a Gilligan's Island. God. Like, it's so sad. And it's like the poor girl knows how to row. She was just not doing it right.
I have so many questions.
I don't know if she knows how to row.
All right, so they said specifically these are 1,000-pound pumpkins that you paddle across the lake in, right? So I was like, so they're real pumpkins that all weigh 1,000 pounds. Where do they get like 15,000-pound pumpkins that they then, I guess, have hollowed out so the women can sit in them? Is there still like goopy pumpkin innards inside these? Are they getting pumpkin stuff on them when they're inside the pumpkin?
I don't know.
Like, what the hell was that?
That sounds cool. I would, you know, you get seeds, you get pumpkin puree. I don't know. I feel like I'd be happy to do that production work.
Yeah, I was just very confused by the whole, like, it seemed like the theme of that date was fall stuff. We're in Pennsylvania. Large pumpkins. Dress up as squirrels and hound out a nut that you then put in your mouth. And yep. The whole thing was such a terrible date. I hated the whole thing, but I just had a lot of questions about the pumpkins.
Well, wasn't it true that the poor girl, the one who got left, like, for comedy purposes in the pumpkin, she wasn't putting her oars all the way in the water. She just was doing that to not get
there's
anywhere.
There's some people, and this is men and women, that are so inept at physical activity that they probably can't row across the lake.
It looked like acting to me.
I'm not so sure.
I don't know. I was just so bored. Everything to me now is fake in this season, so I'm going to ascribe it all to the same.
Did you like the boxing?
No, I didn't care. I didn't care about any. I couldn't tell who anyone was either because they had the thing on.
It went really quickly.
Yeah, they had the headgear on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually liked the boxing outfits, like the little black sports bras and then the shiny shorts. I thought those were mostly cute, actually. But I didn't enjoy the date itself. I didn't enjoy most of this because it was just the whole episode was like the women being mad at the new women is the big theme. And that's not interesting really at all, right? It just makes the women who are like spearheading this charge of being like, we're the varsity squad, OG women, these new women. So it just makes them look bad. It isn't entertaining.
Right. Yeah. And it fits right into Victoria's
playbook.
Yeah, like it goes too well with how she already wants to act. Like she had no one left to bully. So let's bring in five women.
I think that this was perfect for Victoria because at the very beginning of the episode I thought she was she sort of has, you know, gonna turn her ire and her target onto Katie. And it's true that she certainly does not like Katie, but the new girls are a much easier target.
Well, for Katie can stand up to herself and would totally remember, like Tammy. Yeah. If you have someone like Tammy you're against, Tammy from Pilot Pete's season, who I loved because she stood up and she was like, no, you do not say that to me. I love that. Good for her. And if you have someone like that, it's really, you can't, first off, you can't say it sucks because if Tammy and Victoria were on the same season and she had stood up like that and defended herself, which I loved, then the argument of bully victim kind of goes away, which isn't fair. Victoria, it would still be the bully and Tammy would have still been the victim, but because she stood up to herself, it like doesn't look as victim-y to people, which bothers me.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem with Victoria. She needs like a real victim, that's not fair to say. She needs a sad looking person that like can't fight back to go to her maximum power to, you know, be Captain Planet. I don't know, like to number whatever it is, like level up. She needs that. So she needed the five new women that were like, what is the dynamic? They walked into like a weird dynamic, especially the poor Miss Puerto Rico, where Victoria's like, give me that. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. I think it was very like, you're right. Victoria likes somebody who won't fight back. She likes to just be kind of like raining blows on them where they're like, no, stop, you know, instead of standing up for themselves. And it was really interesting to me that at the beginning of this season, all the women disliked Victoria, right? But now suddenly, now several weeks now a lot of them are friends with her, right? Like you'll see like her and Anna are giggling together all the time and her and Kit are pals, you know, and it's like, it's very weird that Victoria has been able to turn the situation from like,
and now they're all friends with her.
Exactly. Like they're like, oh no, we'd rather bully people with her than not like her.
Than be bullied.
She's the queen. She acts like the queen bee. She's trying to, if she wasn't, she says she is. So that's enough. And I can imagine her being Victoria. I can imagine her being fun.
Yeah. Can't
you guys?
Yeah. Like a night out.
Yes. Yeah, I can imagine her being fun to hang out with.
So I don't think it's like too far off to think that it doesn't look that bad to them on the ground. It looks bad to us because it's played up for drama. But I can see it being, you know, if you're going to be friends with anybody and then five new women walk in, it's like perfect. You have this focus.
Have you easier come around to the fact that Victoria doesn't know how to dress herself?
I don't know. She's wearing like a floofy floof thing. I don't like anything else she's worn except
that dress.
Yeah. And there's no way anyone else cares about it except me. Like, I don't really care. Like, I would have forgotten about it if we hadn't thought about it this much. Like, I'm not going to go hunt down a cocktail dress that I'm never going to wear. But I mean, she just, you know what it is though, Craig, that you're not getting is that she dresses herself like she's trying to look like strewn, like kind of early 2000s Mary Kate Ashley Olsen, like so don't care, so boho. And so, and plus a little bit of like glamour on that, like, well, oh, why doesn't here's my she tiara. Wear makeup?
Like serious question. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't she wear makeup, especially when she has pink eye?
She thinks she well maybe well, you can't.
If you look at her Instagram photos, she's wearing makeup.
So those are filters, Craig.
You think so?
I think it's a lot of filtering. I think she does wear makeup on the show. I just think that she's not very good at putting it on, one. And two, that with the sty on her eye situation, you can't really cover it up. Even if you had like industrial grade professional makeup people, it would still be hard to completely get rid of that. And also, you really shouldn't put makeup on like a sty eye, because it's going to make it more infected and angry.
Yeah. She thinks, but I think even other than that, she thinks she's a natural beauty. I'm not saying she's not. I'm saying she thinks she looks good without makeup, and that she thinks she's Miss Puerto Rico. Right. Don't you think she thinks that?
I think she thinks that she is, like, I mean, especially that move with Miss Puerto Rico, right, where she steals her crown, is that I think she does see herself as both the queen bee of the house, as the popular girl, as, like, yeah, as somebody who doesn't have to try that hard to look good, basically.
Yeah.
Now, I take no money from the Miss America pageant, but I just want to point out it's Miss Puerto Rico Universe.
Universe. Yeah. What That's does important. That mean?
It's part it's like of the Miss Universe.
One. Yeah.
Oh,
Miss America. We've talked about better? This before.
Yeah.
Miss America owns the Miss Puerto Rico, Miss Nebraska, Miss Texas. You can't say that. So if you're in the Donald Trump Miss Teen USA, you have to say Miss Puerto Rico USA. And if you're part of the Miss Universe, you got to say Miss Puerto Rico Universe.
Oh, it sounded like such a caveat that I couldn't tell if it was in the universe, if it's in the world or America, universe one. And then I was like, maybe it's a different one. I thought it was like a third contest, but it's not. It's Miss Universe. Or
Miss Earth? Universe.
What's it? No, but what's the one that's like
Miss America?
No, but if you win the world one.
You're Miss Universe.
No, because those are two different competing things.
I think it's Miss World and Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Miss Earth. I love that.
Well, I couldn't think of is it Miss World? Like, that doesn't sound right either.
I want a Miss Earth pageant.
Well, then it's not, it Dude, doesn't Miss sound Earth right
could
Miss
be,
World.
Everything could be like eco-themed in Miss Earth.
So, like, you're not, it's not with Miss World. That bothers, everything bothers me.
You're not Miss, like, Brazil. You'd be Miss
South America.
Amazon or something. Oh,
I see. Yeah, you could like, be,
you'd
like...
You'd be named after natural Miss Mount
Miss Tundra.
Fuji.
Yeah.
Craig, do you know which one, which type of pageant is the one that, you know, Mari is also... She's Miss Maryland, but I don't know if it's Miss Maryland USA or what.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yes, that was like one of her tidbits when she came in, is that she is Miss Maryland, which I remember noting because they list her hometown, and it's a town I've been to, and it's a boring-ass town. Right. It's like, I mean, if it doesn't from have Odenton, anything, Maryland.
If it doesn't have anything after the Maryland, then it's maybe probably the Miss America pageant.
I think it's Miss America, and she is also, I believe, she's Puerto Rican as well. Like, that's where she was born and grew up and then moved to Maryland at some point.
Right.
That,
so they have sort of competing Puerto Rican beauty queens on this season.
They said that kind of early on about her being from Puerto Rico, and they brought this woman on, and I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. Confusing. They're both Puerto Rican pageant women, but from different, I guess, different worlds of pageant, right?
Yeah. different universes. Well, see that. See, you can't really say anything because it sounds confusing. That's what I was confused about. I think we should just look into. Well, like I'm done talking. Is there anything else? Because I have other clips in here that are very exciting to listen to.
I think we should talk about fashion.
You mean from like back in the day?
I thought we did. Yeah, from yeah.
Okay,
from,
oh no, play we one. Didn't
finish our fashion.
Oh, okay.
We'll play one. We'll laugh about it, and then we'll do the fashion roundup.
We'll laugh about it. We'll have a good time.
We'll have a row.
You didn't do anything.
Oh, that wasn't fun. That was Pilot lame. Pete telling. Okay. Yeah, but
try again.
It looked better than the thing. I only had that one. Let's see.
I know he's definitely one of my strongest connections, but like, it's annoying when Luke P like tries to flaunt our connection in front of the guys. There have just been some like little red flags about how he carries himself that bothers me a little bit.
Oh no, that's too.
I brought this bottle from Des Moines.
That's a good one.
Des Moines wine, I love it. And if you remember correctly, since I lived in Iowa, I enlightened you all on the, well, maybe it was co-host Chris, but I enlightened you all on the burgeoning Iowa wine scene. Because there is a little
remember
wine.
That, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little wine area.
All right.
Okay. Fashion.
Finish
up
with fashion. Oh, I thought we were already in it. That's why I was like, oh, I guess.
No, we're not in any. You got to go back up a couple folders.
This is the fashion roundup. Craig likes to talk about what people are wearing.
People listening to this episode are going to be, what are they on?
Yeah, this is a mess. So, EZR, I have a fashion thing for you specifically.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of the episode, that group date before the rose ceremony, I don't know if you clocked this, but Mari was wearing a puff sleeve dress, and I wanted to know if you noticed it and liked it.
I did not notice. I zoned out anyway, but even if I hadn't, I would not have noticed. Was it black?
It was a shiny, like, blue, light blue, I don't like puff shiny. Sleeve mini dress.
Oh, no. I mean, no, I didn't see it, and no, I don't think I would like it. I like puff, but the new puff now is to kind of have it indented. Like, if I were to take both my hands, put them on my shoulders, and push in with my thumbs, like, that's the new puff. I want a real puff, so probably I wouldn't like it.
Okay.
I'll send you a picture later to determine. Okay. It didn't get a lot of camera time because it was just at that date.
No.
Yeah, what about what's her name? The woman of Asian descent who was one of the five and then Kim. Got cut.
Oh, the one that got cut.
Okay. Kim, yeah. The new, yes.
She was
basically
her
wearing she was wearing like a bikini top, essentially.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like the dress. I liked the print.
Yeah, the print.
That print is the kind of print my mom would wear like when I was five. You know, that's very 80s to going into 90s print that I love.
Yeah.
I really liked the print too, and then they showed the full shot of what she was wearing, because I like the color, I like the print, and then they show that it's basically like it's a bikini top and then sort of a skirt, and the skirt comes well below belly button as well, so it's just like it's like wearing a bathing suit and a matching sarong or something, basically.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Why it was a weird dress design. Yeah. I did like that Kim, who got, you know, like 2 seconds on TV because she was one of the new women and then eliminated almost immediately, is the conversation they showed of her and Matt is her talking about that she has a Shar-Pei named Bosley who drools a lot.
Okay. Oh, this is the same lady. This is the lady in the dress.
In the dress. And I was like, lady I like knowing that about you. I like you have a drooling Shar-Pei named Bosley. Yeah,
everyone loves a drooling dog.
Gross.
I enjoyed that tidbit. Which Chelsea would you rather was have looking easier. Good.
Easier. If you could have to choose, would you want to be around a drooling dog or someone with a Band-Aid on their hand?
I honestly, dogs gross me out. the Band-Aid. Ugh, I don't like dogs. Gross me out. They're stinky. They're smelly. They need to be outside, and sometimes they're inside. And I'm one of the.
Sometimes they're inside.
Dogs are inside, I'm like, no. And I don't know. They feel like they're more dangerous than people think. I've seen too many.
This bad is so dog interesting bites. To me. It makes sense now that when I send pictures of, like, you know, I obviously send a lot of pictures of my cat to y'all, but I sometimes will send dog pictures
Trudy.
Of dogs that I know, and you're never excited about the dog pictures.
Right. No, I'm not a dog fan. I'm a cat fan. But even cats sometimes, like, you know, are you an inside cat or are you an outside cat? I will hold cats until they escape from me. But dogs, I'm like, go away, you dog.
Good to know.
Yeah, no, I love both. I was going to talk about Chelsea's rose ceremony outfit. So Chelsea is the model, and she had that moment.
Chelsea's the model.
Yes.
She shaved her head. She's really narrowing it down.
Craig.
Like a real model, not an Instagram model.
Yeah.
Craig.
She's one of the only
one with the short hair.
Yeah. She's one of the only real models, like actual what the term model was for, not fitness model, not like, you know, there's so many like variations now, but she was like, she's an actual like runway model, right?
Yeah.
That's the real term used correctly.
And she always has great outfits, which makes sense because she works in the fashion industry. And,
right. And she got a rose.
She got the group date rose. Yes, and she wore the rose ceremony. It was like a rose pink velvet dress with like one shoulder was up high and one was lower. It just looked cute, so I wanted to point it out. I did want to point out somebody who looked terrible in one of their appearances, which was Chris Harrison.
All right.
Chris Harrison, when he shows up to give a group date card, is wearing the ugliest dad pullover half zip kind of thing that I've seen in a while. It's literally like a dad shirt, you know, navy blue half zip mock turtleneck pullover thing. Looked bad. Looked terrible on him.
Oh, don't remember it.
Oh, I note what everyone wears now since we do this segment. Then I'm like, oh, I will notice what somebody is wearing.
I did have
Matt
the thought that
wore a lot of turtlenecks again.
We just renamed the podcast, you know, Bachelor Fashion or something, and we just make the entire podcast about fashion.
No, it's not the only thing. There's some interesting stuff in there. Matt wore a lot of turtlenecks again, as he loves to do, including a mustard yellow turtleneck with a blue checked blazer on top. It looked fine, but I prefer him in the flannel like work coat thing that he wears sometimes. I think that's a cuter look.
Huh. Yeah.
And speaking of clothes, it was interesting to me on the boxing group date, you know, at the very beginning, they obviously show Matt working out as you are contractually obligated to do. And he says, being physically fit and active is a big part of my lifestyle.
Right.
And I was like, oh, so that's the code for when it's like when people say in a dating profile, no fatties. That's what he's saying there. Right.
Well, I kind of thought he was saying I took that as be ready at 4 a.m. to go work out with me every day. And I'm kind of like, you know what? I would be down for that because I need someone to push me. So I was like happy with that.
It'd be kind of nice to like have someone like, get your ass up.
Yeah. Let's go. Out the door. When you're in bed by 8, I'd love it.
I think there's more of an element of truth when he says it. Normally when they say it, what they mean is like, I want somebody who has like a fit, hot bud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He,
I think
he
when
does
he
mean
says
that
it,
too.
It's right. Obviously that. Yeah. But I think he does also seem like a person who is really into like outdoorsy, fitnessy kind of activities.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. So when you're 21, you're probably going to be skinny and not have to do anything for it. He's saying stay that way.
Well, this is why, you know, Michelle is a natural fit because she was a basketball player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knows lifestyle.
It
but
totally
someone like
made
Kit,
sense. She's
Kit doesn't have a chance because she's
strong.
Not fit. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I think that makes sense because he does seem to like when the women are either into sports or have played sports, and it makes sense because, you know, that's what he did. The Michelle thing reminds me, this is not fashion related, but on their date, when they were talking a lot about her being a teacher, which is all stuff I loved to hear as like a person who has been a teacher and feels the same way about students as she feels about hers kind of thing. That it was really interesting to me that they're talking about George Floyd, but they never say the name George Floyd in that conversation.
I thought they did.
Nope.
I heard her
they
say
talk about the George situation. Floyd. I did not hear it at all. And I was trying to listen for it because, so she teaches in a suburb of Minneapolis. And they, you know, they're talking about coronavirus teaching at the beginning, and then it sort of phases into like, what a hard time for your students. But I don't think they ever said exactly what they were taught. You only intuit that that's what it is.
I am almost positive they did. Now we can just go to the tape, but that would take a second. But I'm almost positive that they did.
Really? I was positive that they did.
Because I was like, I was kind of like, whoa, this is like part two Ivan. And I was very I you know, we've been over it. And I feel like these two people need to have their time to go over it too. But I also kind of didn't think it belonged in this season or this episode, because it was so, because if there's a few real moments in this episode, and this is one of them, it was very, it just felt out of place with everything else that's going on. Like Victoria's drama, Katie being like, don't bully people, you know, the escort thing. And then they shoot this in there. It just didn't feel right. But I can look for it right now.
Oh, yeah, I felt very similar that it seemed weird. Like their date obviously went really well. It seemed like Michelle and Matt were vibing very well together. They had a lot in common. It was a good fit, but it did seem out of place when the whole rest of the episode was like girls being mean to each other, escort stuff, you know, like it was just very weird that this was kind of dropped in there. But I do remember thinking about it specifically because Ivan had said, you know, George Floyd's name when he was having a conversation with Tayshia. And I could have sworn that Michelle didn't. And that the only reason you would read that into it is because you know that she is from Minnesota, that she's a teacher. They mention
from Minnesota.
This time being hard, particularly on students of color, is something she says. But I don't think that she said his name, because I remember writing it down being like, oh, you just have to intuit what she's talking about here.
Mm. Well, pretty sure, yes. But
okay,
I'm looking for it right now. But it's very hard to do. I don't know how we're going to play it because it's to play.
So she said it or she didn't say it. I mean,
yeah, it's ultimately not that big of a deal. Yeah.
I liked the eggshell white dress.
Yeah, she did say it, by the way. I have it right here. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure that we did, because I very clearly heard it, and I was kind of like, part two, interesting. But, like, how much weight does this have now? Because the producers are playing it the way they're playing it. Just FYI.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird that there were a couple other moments like this. Like, they have the moment with Chelsea talking about her hair as a Black woman towards the beginning of the episode, right? And then they have this moment, and it felt to me like the producers are shoehorning a bit, right? To be like, listen, we're having real convos about race here. And it's like, you are, but you're also placing them in the middle of like all of this ridiculous chaos that isn't even entertaining to watch and is like, you know what I mean? Like the whole thing just seems sort of weird that if the vibe is you have these real conversations about race because it's a Black bachelor and this is obviously going to matter, then you shouldn't bookend it with like Victoria calling people sluts and whores, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've lost EZR.
No, I'm here. I just...
You're rewatching the episode because it was so good?
No, I'm just... No, it's paused. I was trying to figure out how I can play it. But no, it doesn't matter. But the point is that, yeah, that's what I was saying, that it's just like, it's... If we take it from the women themselves, okay, that's great. If we take it from the producers and how they're playing it, then I'm annoyed. So I don't know what else. Fashion. We're doing it too. We're like fashion.
Yeah, back to fashion. I did like the white eggshell dress of eliminated woman, lingerie woman.
Oh, Kaylee. Yeah. So it had like sparkles and little cutouts down the center of the bodice.
Yeah, that was cool.
I noticed that one. I don't know, I didn't love it because it's just kind of like a prom dress to me. Mm. I did actually like Piper wore during the
jumpsuit. Say something about Piper.
Yeah, she wore a jumpsuit during the cocktail ceremony. It's a black / green undertones, like crystal covered halter jumpsuit.
You know who Piper is? So there's a Seinfeld episode where Jerry's dating a woman who sometimes looks really good and sometimes doesn't look good.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, ZR. Mm-hmm. That's Piper.
Yes. Really? I think she looks fine.
She always looks cute.
Sure, but she looks drastically different.
Different. It's just not fair. They're not giving
more sense.
Any women personality, so it's very hard for me to like follow. Even the lingerie lady, I would have like clocked her all. You know what did she say? I would normally do that, and I haven't because it's such a mess.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Well, on that note, how about we just end now?
Yeah.
The strangest episode of Bachelor Masters ever has come to a conclusion.
Don't
leave us a review on the Apple
podcast.
Not based on this one anyway.
Where is Abigail? Like the whole time I'm like, I know they talked about her once this episode, but
she
I'm
had
still
one
like
one line,
what?
I think. Or,
like yeah. this person yeah. who got the first impression rose should be front and center. They're just it's all wrong. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Okay, bye.
No, you're right. Okay. Let's end with one more clip.
Oh, you're giving me the spotlight. Hold on.
Yeah, this is fun. I like this. It's like, look at reaching into the past.
But I'm scared of some things might be really long. And that's why I'm like, I don't want to press this. Or it might not work.
It doesn't tell
like,
you.
Like, serious relationship with. I like her so much.
Thank I'm you. Cheesing really hard.
Ew, yeah. This one's called Dylan Vocal Fry.
I was just like super
fry.
Excited. I was like, hell yeah, we can hang out more. That is what I'm like so excited about. Is I feel like we get along so well.
I've talked to everybody here. I just don't see any like potential for anything like actually like serious and important.
Oh my God.
Vocal
Imagine
fry.
Having to talk to that guy.
That was during Paradise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. That's so difficult to listen to. Who talks like that in real life?
Well, lots of people do.
Oof. Oof. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't notice it as much, I think, as y'all do.
Yeah. Well,
it's the radio.
I listen to a lot of AM radio. Follow us on social media. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Hoping for better.